Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The Quicksilvers. The Quicksilvers is apparently heading to a cinema near you. So it is. It's award winning, and enormously successful already. And it is directed by Geordie Sank. Geordie joins us this morning just to give us a little bit more context and a little bit more information around the movie. Geordie, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning. How is it? I'm good, and you, Howard? Thank you so much for having me.
It's a great pleasure. There's quite a bit of echo in the background, so I'm not sure if it's your Skype, if it's your Zoom, but if you can just try and adjust something on your side. Geordie, tell us about this movie.
Yeah, so this movie really came about through a few... I'm not sure if that's sounding better for you, Howard.
Oh, now it is. Now it is. That's great.
Okay. Fantastic. So, yeah, it's a fun road trip comedy movie. It's about this woman in her later years of life. Her son tries to sell off her vintage Ford Granada that belonged to her late husband.
Mm-hmm.
And she's having absolutely none of that. And she decides to go on this road trip. She steals the car from her son, and she goes on this wild, wacky road trip through the Karoo with three other ladies. And it's just a really, really fun film that explores life and loss and friendship in later years of life. So, yeah, I know it's in Afrikaans, but there are English subtitles, and I would really encourage everyone to go see it.
You know, the way you're speaking about it reminds me of that classic South African advert with these two old ladies driving in a car, going over roundabouts and through stop streets. Muriel is one of them. I'm sure you know the ad.
Yes.
And, you know, she says, Muriel, you've driven over roundabouts and through a stop street. And she says, am I driving? Yeah.
Exactly. So it's pretty much exactly that energy that you've just mentioned in a feature-length film. So there's all that type of chaos that ensues.
What made you direct an Afrikaans film, and how difficult was it for you not being first language Afrikaans speaker?
So it really came about through a wonderful relationship that we built with KKNET. We've done two short films with them. They have an amazing platform at their film festival, Silver Skerm, and I think it's really one of the best sort of programs for up-and-coming emerging filmmakers and rising voices, no matter you know, if you're Afrikaans speaking or not. Mm-hmm. They help you incubate a concept, develop it, and then they actually give you the money to make some short films.
Amazing.
So it's just a great way to flex a muscle. And then the amazing thing is that you become very close and friendly with a lot of these commissioning editors and people who work for KKNET. So when the time came for us to pitch them this concept, they were sold, because they've seen the sort of stellar work that we've done in the past, and they knew that they could trust us. And I think they also just fell in love with this concept, because it's just so fun, and yeah, there's so many hilarious moments that ensue in it.
Absolutely incredible. And how were you treated as an English-speaking director in the Afrikaans, in an Afrikaans environment?
So I'm not going to lie, my Afrikaans, you know, I scraped a B, which is pretty good for, I think, a Jewish.
I was just going to say, wow,
Afrikaans,
wow.
Student.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. Jeez, that's impressive, a B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think in general, I feel like I can understand a lot of Afrikaans. My speaking, you know, I'm a bit nervous to actually speak the language, but I think what's really worked for this project is we brought on board an amazing Afrikaans writer to co-write the project with us. So she obviously brought that sort of flair, you know, helped the cultural nuance and language really, really come through. And then also I had it on set, because we had these amazing, amazing veteran actresses. I'm sure if people look at the poster, you'll recognize one of these faces, just because they're really, like, they phenomenal, phenomenal veteran actresses. And, you know, we allowed them the space also to improvise.
Incredible.
Which, like, you know, so I needed someone also there, an Afrikaans speaker, who could whisper in my ear to tell me, you know, what they've improvised. So, yeah, it was a really fantastic, fantastic process working, you know, with a lot of these Afrikaans speakers. And, you know, they were very respectful of me coming in on board as this non-Afrikaans speaker. And I was obviously very, you know, respectful of them not to, you know, trod on their culture in any way. So it actually became this beautiful, beautiful
collaboration.
And I think I found a new kind of, a newfound love for the language when, you know, some things you can say it in English, but in Afrikaans it can really, like, you know, shine.
It's so interesting because there's most definitely, and it's almost in the atmosphere, it's in the energy, there is a very much a refreshed collaboration, friendship, support between the Jewish community and the Afrikaans community. And I'm noticing this more and more, whether it's on social media, whether it's people reaching out, whether it's many of our listeners are Christian Afrikaans and enjoy, you know, our interaction. Is this something that you have noticed as well?
Most definitely. You know, it's so interesting that you mention this, just because obviously, like, you know, us Jews around the more Afrikaans areas, like, you know, back in the day, for instance, my grandfather, he grew up in the small town of Paternoster near Saldanha, and my grandmother's from Beaufort West. So, you know, they grew up in these Afrikaans towns. Their first language really was, you know, was Afrikaans. And obviously, like, with urbanization and all the Jewish people moving to different areas, it sort of changed. But I think that still also has left a huge, huge mark on that relationship that you mentioned, or between the Afrikaans community and the Jewish community, where there's really just a fantastic relationship there.
And tell me about the awards that you've won.
So the film won the Audience Choice Award at Silver Skin last year. Which is really, you know, winning an Audience Choice Award is always fantastic, just because you know that an audience is really, really resonating and enjoying the work that you're putting out there. And then the film actually came out last week, Thursday, on the public holiday, and we just got the box office numbers for this weekend, and we were just told that it's the highest grossing Afrikaans film to come out in cinema post-COVID. So we're really, really excited.
That's absolutely fantastic.
Getting that sort of support.
Absolutely incredible. Sorry, you carry on.
No. I'm just saying thank you. We're just very, very honored that people are supporting the film and enjoying it.
Absolutely amazing. And it's playing in cinemas right now.
Yes, it's playing in over 35 cinemas across the country.
Absolutely incredible. Well done to you and to your team. Jordi Sank is the film director for the movie The Quicksilvers, and that is playing at a cinema near you.